Okay, good morning, everyone. Continuing Hilchos Basar B'cholov, Simin Tzadi Dal in Shulchan Aruch, the case of the milchik spoon in the meat pot, the Kli Rishon pot, Yatz Lettuce Bo. We'll discuss a milk spoon. First, we'll discuss a milk spoon partly inserted once into meat, and then we'll discuss the more famous, at least in learning, in Shulchan Aruch, in the poskim, the more famous issue of if the spoon was inserted twice into a meat pot. So, right, so we don't know how much milk is in the spoon. We don't know how much milk was absorbed in the spoon, and so we have to assume that the milk is totally saturated with milk. It's completely full of bleos of milk. So you have to assume the volume of the spoon represents the volume of the milk. Of course, unless you know otherwise, there's a new spoon and you used it for a coffee and you know the coffee only had a little bit of milk. So then you could say, well, the spoon only has that little bit of milk. So you have to, otherwise we assume the spoon is absorbed with milk, its entire volume. We also don't know how much came out of the spoon. And we assume, Misharin B'didei V'lo B'nafik M'nei, because we don't know how much came out. So Misharin, and with the whole volume of what was in the spoon. Of course, now, it depends how much of the spoon was stuck in. So then, it's not going to be the entire volume. Right, we have a Machlekes Cham Mektzas Lecham Kulo, where the Rama here, and I think in the Rama in Tzadi Ches, I think Tzadi Ches, the Rama Paskin, also like the Svar Rishoina, right, the Svar Rishoina, that we don't say Cham Mektzasle, so Cham Kulo. He says it over here, we don't Paskin Cham Mektzasle, Cham Kulo. We only have to have shishim keneged what was nitchav into the meat itself, the portion of the spoon, the milchik spoon that was inserted into the meat, not the handle that was not. And Shach Gimel points out that the mechaber also holds like the svar rishona that we do not say chay mektzas lo chay kulo. The Shach says because of the lashon of Yesh Misha Omer. Since the Shach uses since the Mechaber uses the Lashon of Yesh Misha Omer, the Shach understands that means the Mechaber holds the Sfar Rishoina is Iker. Yeah. And when Misharin can I get the spoon, or at least if it's a ladle, and there is it has like a half circle or more receptacle, so we're Misharin keneged the metal, not keneged the displacement that of what it could hold, right? It's not it's the metal, not what it could, you don't need shishim keneged what it could contain. Another issue is, does the wall of the kli, in other words, does the wall of the meat kli participate in the tally of shishim keneged the milk in the spoon? In other words, you're adding up, you want to know if you have shishim keneged the milk in the spoon, so you look to the meat and say you don't have enough in the meat keneged the part of the spoon that was stuck in. And so you want to, is there anything else you could use? Could use the walls, the bleas that are in the walls of the kli, right? Are the bleas in the wall of the kli part of the cheshbon of shishim, of meat, keneged the kaf chalevis? So in Sadi Tess, the Mechaber says Beferish that by Min Be'eino Mino we do not mitstarev the walls of the Keli, the blios that are in the wall of the Keli. Aval Imhu, I'm reading now Sadi Tess Dalet, Aval Imhu Min Be'mino Misharinin Gam B'mashabal HaKedera V'oymid B'doifin HaKedera. We also add in to for the Chesmen of Shishim, we add in what's in the walls of the what has been absorbed in the walls of the metal of the kli. Umesharin ze b'omid yafe v'royim ki osa ki iluhu be'ein. So, but that's only by min b'mino. So our case l'chayer is min be'ein amino, even by the second techiva. Right, it's milk that's become basa v'cholavayz. We didn't get there yet, but l'chayer it's the two different. Now let's think about if the milk spoon was inserted twice into the meat. So here we have a famous machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, and the Mechaber paskins like the smack and the Hagaz smack, which is the Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Ramah paskins like the Truma Shadeshin and the Mordechai and the Aruch. So we see in the Sechus Truma Perakei Mishnah Ches, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Kishenoida, right? When we have one sa'ar truma that falls in, and it's bottled, the mea, and then you have another sa'ar of truma that falls in. So the machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, when there was, Rabbi Shimon holds, you have the bittul of the Rishon, when you have a Yediyah b'nei Sayim. And the Chachamim hold, they're mitzdarif, and you don't have bittul. Like Rabbi Shimon holds, you have bittul the first one, and then you have bittul the second one when you have Yediyah b'nei Sayim. And but the real call, if there was no Yediyah, then it's like a nefila achas. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins I think we saw this already this year. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Sadi Tess Halacha Vav, like the Chachamim. Right, regarding Chayzer V'nir. Regarding Chayzer V'nir, Lo Shna, reading the Ramah. Regarding Chayzer V'nir, Lo Shna Min B'mino, Lo Shna Min B'she'eno Mino, Lo Shna Yavish, Lo Shna Lach, Lo Shna Noida B'nei Sayim, even if he had a Yediyah B'nei Sayim. Right, and as something fell in, you had Bittul, and then you had a second Nefilo, and you knew of the first Nefilah before the second Nefilah. Or Lo Noda B'nei Sayim, we still say Chayzer V'nir. So the idea doesn't help the Bittul over here, according to the Ramah. The idea does not help the Bittul. So, looks like the Ramah Paskin is like the like the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon, that even though you have Yediyah between the Nefilos, it's like a Nefila Akas. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the smack that you need Shnei Pamim Shishim. And the Ramah Paskins, like Truma Shadeshin, you only need one shishim, right? Even though there's two techivos of the milk spoon. And the Shulchan Aruch is going like the smack, that you need shnei parm shishim. And l'chayra, the svara is because with the first techiva of the spoon into the meat pot, The first techiva, what happens is the, even if you have shishim, what is in the spoon goes into the meat, and if you have shishim keneged that part of the spoon that went into the meat pot, so the meat is good, the pot is good, they're both kosher. The spoon, however, becomes basav acholavized because the meat went into the spoon and made the milk that was in the spoon become basav acholav, it absorbed meat. And so the spoon becomes aser. So when the spoon is retracted and then inserted a second time, that same spoon, so in the second techiva, what's coming out of the spoon now is basav acholav. So it's an iser. Before it was just milk. Now you have iser coming out of the spoon. So you need shishim to mevatel. In the first techiva, you need shishim to mevatel the milk coming out of the spoon, because if you don't have shishim in the first techiva, then you have basav acholav in your pot, deraisa. Right, so you need shishim to mevatel the milk in order for your meat not to become basav acholavized, and you need shishim in the second techiva to mevatel the basav acholav that's in the spoon. So you need two shishims, and. So, the Trumas Adeshin argues on this, and he says you only need one shishim, and his starting point is very interesting. The Trumas Adeshin observed with his Rabbanan Keshishim, his experienced elders who paskin the shilas, he never saw that they asked how many techivas there were. So the Trumas Adeshin understood that there is no need to for two shishims, because if the second techiva was mechayev a new shishim, so then he feels that the Rabbanan would have been inquiring how many techivas there were. They didn't, so it must be that you don't need two shishims. And the Trumas Adeshin goes on with some rayos of why that is. You don't say Kanan Babalua, you don't say Nasas Nevela on the spoon, or the spoon's a klisheni, is different. So that's a discussion really for another day, and I think we'll hold it there for today, and we'll continue with some other halachas regarding the spoon, milk and spoon going into the meat, which is really a very, very important simen in Shulchan Aruch for Esther Heter. So Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. Any questions? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. It's inside Sadi Tess Sif Vav. The Choyziv and Niwer that I was citing was the case was is that Isser fell into a pot and it was Batul B'Shishim. Right? Isser fell into a pot and it was Balta B'Shishim. And now, into that same Tairoivis, you have more Isser. And if you add up the first Isser with the second Isser, so then you don't have Shishim anymore. And the Ramah is saying that we say and you say Chayzer V'Nirna, you say the you don't have Bittel anymore. We say that the first Nefila is Mitzdar for the second Nefila. So it's akin to the first Techiva is Mitzdar for the second Techiva. We don't look at them as separate Techivas. In other words, the first Techiva of the spoon goes in, and you could say it's Batel B'Shishim, and everything is perfect. And then you could say, and once the second techiva goes in, you're sticking a spoon into. You're sticking a spoon into. Into something that has no history, so there's not going to be any heat starfus between the first and the second. So the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like the Chachamim that the Yediyah B'nei Sayim doesn't make a difference. The fact that you knew of the first Nefila and that there is a Bittel, it doesn't make the Bittel Chal. It doesn't make a difference. We say Chayzer V'Nir. They come. The first Nefila joins with the second Nefila to Aser. I just thought it was a follow up to the Mishnah in Truma. The Machlokes the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. It seems like we are paskening like the Chachamim here, that the Yediyah B'nei Sayim doesn't make a difference. That's all. I just wanted to kind of... Okay. Sorry? In the... I'm really coming off the Mishnah in Truma. That's what I'm coming off of. It's the Mishnah in Truma as opposed to the techivas calf. In the Mishnah Truma it talks about if there's a yediyah or not. And in the case of Nafal Sa, yeah, Mishnah Ches. Yeah. So there's Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. Everyone agrees that if there's no Yediyah B'nei Sayim, that you have two Saw, and you don't have Bittel. But when you do have a Yediyah B'nei Sayim, Rabbi Shimon holds that Omid Lahuram Kahuram Dami. It's like it's... Yeah. Yeah, it was just a follow-up to the Mishnah. It wasn't, we're not really applying it so much to our case of the spoon, because it's really, the spoon is, it's a different thing going in, right? It's the second thing going in is a bus of cholov. It's not cholov and cholov, it's cholov, and then bus of cholov. It's a different. The second spooning is a techiva shalisser, so it doesn't. It's a different thing. It's a whole new thing. So I don't know if you, I don't think Yediyah matters there. It was just a follow up to the Mishnah, really. I just thought that's something I like to do. I kind of like to tie it into what we've seen before. I think we saw this Ramah inside the test before. But if not, I'd just like to see how, you know, just how it's played out in Halacha. But, yeah, that's all. Oh, good. Okay, great. Okay, so we'll hold it there for today. Thank you for joining. We just had a gap there because I'm on earphones with the rest of the Chabura. So we'll hold it there today. We'll continue tomorrow. Thank you for joining. Have a great day.